Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. We are live 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 15th day of April 2015. We are so grateful you've tuned into Attitude of Gratitude, which is live every Wednesday at this time on the Perspective Power Radio Network. We are waking up with an attitude of gratitude with you and award-winning artist David Martinka. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net and enjoy it as much as we do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It is waking up with an attitude of gratitude, and I purposely designed this particular topic on what is known in the United States of America as Tax Day. This is the day that everybody has to file their federal income taxes, unless you've applied for an extension, then you have until October 15th. But if you don't know anything about that, don't get started on that. Just get your taxes filed. Get it out of the way. Enjoy the rest of your summer and have yourself, or the rest of your year, and have yourself just a wonderful time. But waking up with an attitude of gratitude can sometimes be a struggle, like on tax day for a lot of people, basically because they don't like the concept of what's going on during the day, not because waking up with an attitude of gratitude is necessarily a struggle. However, what if it is? Because everything that we face throughout our day is based on how we think about what that is that we're facing. So let's say that you're waking up today. Again, this is live, April 15th, 2015. So let's say you're waking up today and you're thinking, okay, today I've got to go to the grocery store. Now, I happen to love going to the grocery store. Not a lot of people disagree with me, but not a lot of people agree with me. Many times people don't like going to the grocery store because they either don't have the money to spend, B, it takes up too much time, C, they can't find the bargains that they're looking for, or D, they just don't plain like the crowds or whatever. In other words, there's a variety of reasons why people do or don't like going to the grocery store. So let's say you wake up today and you're thinking to yourself, I got to go to the grocery store. Ugh. And as a result, there isn't a whole lot of focus in your life at that moment that is going to be appreciative of the fact that you got to go to the grocery store. You don't want to wake up. There's no gratitude in your life right now. It's like, oh my gosh, I got to go do this. I got to go do that. So the energy that you're expending at that moment is tension and stress and regret and sadness and consternation. That's one of my favorite words. You know, you can learn a new word every day. I think I need to learn a new word. But seriously, there's some stress involved in that. So this follows you throughout the day. It will literally color the way you handle your relationships with every single energy source throughout the rest of the day. No kidding. It'll color the way you treat other people. It'll color the way you treat your animals. It'll color the way you digest your food. It'll color the way you eliminate your food. Anything you come in contact with, the air that you breathe, the food that you eat, people, animals, vehicles, Mother Nature, you have a relationship with them. It's the interaction that takes place. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to look at a tree, but you have a relationship with that tree because that tree is giving you oxygen. You're giving it the carbon dioxide that it needs. There's a relationship there, whether you're aware of it or not. So when you wake up with an attitude of gratitude, you are sending that energy out in every relationship form across the universe. Basically, we're all connected. There's electromagnetic energy that connects us to people living in countries we will probably never even know exist because we just don't take the time to learn. So when you wake up with an attitude of gratitude, you are literally bettering the life of every single energy being that is in existence, which means it's also bettering yours. Because it's the what goes around comes around thing. It's not meant as a threat. Somebody said to me the other day, well, gee, is that like a threat? So if I don't wake up with an attitude of gratitude, then something's going to come back around and boomerang at me and ruin my life. And it's like, no, That's not what I meant. What I mean is that when you send out that loving, caring, awesome energy, what you send out comes back to you tenfold. Well, if you believe that the cool stuff comes back tenfold, you have to be vitally aware that the maybe not so cool stuff comes back tenfold. It's just the way it is. So when you wake up with an attitude of gratitude, which you're sending out into the world at that moment, is joy and happiness and peace or whatever other way you send out gratitude, then what you can bet your bottom dollar on, and I mean bet your bottom dollar on it, you're going to get it back. You're going to get it back tenfold. So how do you do that? How do you wake up with an attitude of gratitude? Well, there's a couple of ways. One of the ways that I suggest is like what I did last night. As I was falling asleep, I told myself, and you're going to wake up feeling refreshed, and you're going to wake up feeling fantastic, and you're going to wake up feeling ready to face the day, and you're going to wake up with an attitude of gratitude. You're going to wake up with an attitude of gratitude. Now, I have to tell you, when I opened my eyes and I looked at the clock, the first thing that went through my mind was, wow, it's an hour earlier than I really wanted to get up. And the next thing that came into my mind was, thank you, I'm awake, and I can see that clock, and it's going to be okay. And I may feel a little sleepy right now, but it's okay because I'm up and I'm awake. And I did toy with the idea of rolling over and going back to sleep. However, I also envisioned that if I did that, I wouldn't be waking up until right now. That's not a cool thing when I have to be live on the air at 8 o'clock to be waking up at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Not a good idea. So I thought to myself, you know what? I'm grateful that I'm up. I'm grateful that my body got up. I'm grateful that my mind is functioning. And then I went through my morning steps, my ritual that, you know, gets me up and running and going. And that was how I woke up with an attitude of gratitude. Another way that you can do it is when you wake up, the first thing you say to yourself is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you is the most powerful prayer. It is the most powerful gratitude statement. Two little words, thank you. And it doesn't matter if you're directing them at anything or anyone in particular. I happen to say thank you to my ceiling, thank you to my bed, thank you to the floor, thank you to the walls. Thank you to my toes, thank you to my nine-eye socks, thank you to anything that's around me, even things I can't even see around me yet, like thank you to the sky, thank you to the clouds, thank you. If you just, before you even open your eyes, you know you're awake and you're cognizant of the fact that you're not in dreamland anymore, take a breath and say thank you. That is waking up with an attitude of gratitude. It's the easiest thing in the world. It isn't a difficult thing to do, but when you start your day with that gratitude, chances are you're going to find more reasons throughout the day to genuinely experience and totally embrace gratitude. Gratitude is the shoulders dropping, the sigh going out, the exhale that says, wow, this is really cool. My life is really great. Look at everything around me. Isn't this amazing? It's kind of like that feeling like when you're in love. You know, that feeling of like everything is brighter. The sun is brighter. The food tastes better. The birds sound nicer. The whole nine yards. As opposed to the person that walks around and says, man, that bright light got in my eyes. And if those birds don't stop, and man, this food, what does it taste so this way for? Obviously, that person isn't involved in the attitude of gratitude, and they probably didn't wake up with an attitude of gratitude, and they probably don't want somebody like me sitting there telling them, hey, why don't you wake up with an attitude of gratitude? I got to remind myself sometimes of that crazy puppy that runs around going, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Because that's the way I feel sometimes, especially when I do this show. But, you know, every now and then you need somebody like me in your life going, hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? Although I don't want to say, hey, how are you? What I want to say to you is, I am so grateful for you. I am so grateful for you. Thank you. I'm so grateful for you. Waking up with an attitude of gratitude is easy when you realize it doesn't cost you anything. It takes no time at all, no more time than you're going to give to anything else you're going to think when you're waking up in the morning. The benefits not only benefit you in a healthful fashion, but they also benefit the entire world, from the trees to the ground to the sky to the birdies to the squirrels to the kitty cats and the dogs, the whole nine yards, and as well as when that energy goes out and you are raising that vibration or helping to raise that vibration or contributing to the raising of the vibration of everything else that's going on around and about you, you give them the opportunity to experience gratitude. It's a gift that you give. It is such an amazing thing, and it all starts with waking up with an attitude of gratitude. Again, you can tell yourself before you go to bed the night before, really, really say it to yourself, kind of like when people say, do you say your prayers at night? You can consider that a prayer. But the next thing is feel it. Feel it. Don't just say it like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow with an attitude of gratitude. It's like, really feel it. Own it. Make it part of what you're doing. Take a moment to smile deeply as you say it. And feel it. Feel it moving through your body like, yeah. Waking up with an attitude of gratitude. Oh, yeah. And really embrace that. Give it all you've got. Put yourself to sleep with it. You'll wake up in the morning with it. It is something that if it doesn't seem to work for you the first time, do it again. And it doesn't seem to work for you the second time, do it again. And I say that because each and every time somebody does one of the things I'm suggesting, I will hear back from people that will say things like, you know, Annette, I really tried that happy thing you do. Like, happy thing I do? Oh, the attitude of gratitude. Gotcha. And it didn't work for me. It didn't work for me. Oh, okay. How many times did you do it? Well, I did it that one time. Oh, okay. Did you do it again? What? The thing is, do it until you feel the change. Do it until you sense the difference. Do it until you recognize the gratitude. Do it until that feeling becomes part of you. Every single thing that you do on a regular basis that becomes part of you was something you cultivated as a habit. I don't care whether it's smoking, drinking, telling the truth, lying. It doesn't matter. In other words, I'm not trying to say you're a liar. I'm not trying to say you're a drunk or you smoke too much. I'm just saying that when I learned to smoke, I didn't like it the first time I took a hit off a cigarette. In fact, it made me sick. It made me dizzy. And I should have taken a cue from that, threw those cigarettes on the ground and gone, man, this is for the birds. But I didn't. And I smoked for 21 years. And then I quit. And it's been a long time since I quit smoking. And I'm grateful for that. But I'm also grateful for what I learned from that opportunity, that I held on to that habit or that action until it became a habit. Do the same thing. Wake up with an attitude of gratitude. You either program it the night before and or the moment you realize you're awake, say thank you. That attitude of gratitude that you say, that attitude of gratitude that you feel when you wake up in the morning is going to just make the biggest, bestest difference in your life and in your day. Try it. You've got nothing to lose. Do it. You've got everything to gain and everything to win, and everything around you, all life around you will benefit. I promise. I really do. I promise. I promise that I am here for you. I promise that if you go to facebook.com/perspectivepower, you are going to meet a bunch of other like-minded people. When you follow this program on blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower, you can set the updates. They can either come to your phone, they can come to your email, 15 minutes ahead of time, an hour ahead of time, however you get them. I get mine an hour ahead of time. I also promise that when you visit redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, you're going to find the wonderful music of award-winning artist David Martinka, who ushers our show in and graciously exits our show out each and every week. We thank you so much, David, for your contribution. You are appreciated. We also appreciate that you find me, Annette Rochelle Aben, all over social media. I'm on Amazon.com, WordPress.com, Google+, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Twitter, as I said before, Facebook. Yep. And did I mention YouTube? I may have, but if I didn't, I'm on YouTube as well. And this program is live every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We are, an attitude of gratitude.